Welcome back to another season of South Africans Abroad, a show for expat South Africans and anyone interested in the experiences of those who have made the move overseas. Each episode, we'll hear from South Africans who have left the country to pursue new opportunities, be with loved ones, or simply follow their dreams. We'll explore the challenges and triumphs of life as an expat and the unique perspective that comes with being a South African abroad. I'm your host, Warren Burley, an expat South African who, like many, followed the dream of working overseas. Whether you're an expat yourself or just curious about the expat experience, join us as we delve into the motivations, struggles, and joys of being a South African living overseas. Grab a castle, some biltong, and join us on South Africans Abroad. Welcome back to the podcast. Today's guest comes all the way from Michigan, Steve Meiring. Steve, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Yeah, lekker, man. Listen, so Michigan. Why Michigan?
Yeah. I mean, I came over for work with a carnival. That's the way I came over to America, traveling with a carnival. And one of the first spots that we played was in Michigan. And then I met my wife. She was also working at the carnival in the food stands. And that's how we came in contact. And we just got to know each other better. And then I got married over here. And now I live in Michigan.
Okay. Wait, hang on. You said carnival. I remember going to like the Orange County Fair and things like that, and there's a lot of South Africans out there. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, that's it, yeah.
Okay, so how did you get into that?
Back in South Africa, I was working in construction, and one of my friends that was working with me, he told me about the company in South Africa that recruits the South Africans for the carnival, called The Way to Explore. So I digged into it and did a little bit of investigation, and I applied on their website, and then I got approved, and through them I came over to America, and that's how I started working for the carnival.
And do you travel around with the carnival?
Yes. We travel around all Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, and then down in Florida as well.
Okay. And what sort of work do you do there, Steve?
With the carnival is, I was in the rides, so just set up and tear down and operating the carnival rides.
Okay.
And then some of the girls that came over through the company too, they worked in tickets and in the food stands as well.
Out of all the professions we've had on here, that's probably the most interesting.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. Like, I listened to a lot of your episodes and stuff, and
yeah,
a lot of them came over like students or like job-wise and all that. And then I came over with the carnival. That's a little bit different than, yeah.
Okay. And how does that work with the visa?
Well, the visa is a H-2B season working visa.
Okay.
That is valid normally from end of February until end of October.
Right.
That's when the carnival seasons are open.
Okay.
So, and then at the end of the carnival season, we go back to South Africa. And then for the new season of the carnival, we have to reapply for the visa. And then we pay for the visa. And the travel agency in South Africa, they pay for the flight ticket to America and back to South Africa.
Okay. And is that the way you're doing it right now still?
No, not at the moment. No, okay. I'm working at the automotive steel factory now.
Oh, right. Okay. And so how did you transition with your visa then? What visa are you on now?
No, I'm on a green card right now because I got married. So okay. I just got approved my 10-year visa. I mean, I'm eligible now for my citizenship. I just haven't applied for it yet. But right. Yeah, I'm on my green card right now.
And your wife is American then? I'll take it.
She is American, yep. She was born and raised here in Michigan.
Okay. How long have you been out here then?
Well, I came over since 2014.
Okay.
So I did the carnival from 2014 till 2018. And then in 2018, I got married.
So you decided to settle in Michigan then?
Yes.
What was the draw card there? Is it because she's from there?
Yeah, all her family is, yeah. So, and I mean, me personally, I don't want to live in Michigan. Just right. Because I'm not a winter person, just all the snow and just the cold and all that stuff. I'm more of a warmer temperature type of person.
Yeah.
But I mean, all her family is here, so, and she don't want to go away from her family. So.
Yeah, that's a South African thing. We like the heat, eh?
Yeah, we definitely do, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, because I know Michigan, the weather there is quite extreme. It's like it snows a lot, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My first full winter season that I had here was back in 2018, just after I got married. And the one day we had this polar vortex over here, and it was -5 degrees Fahrenheit. Uh-huh. I mean, I thought I was going to die, because back in South Africa, I'm from Johannesburg, and over there, it doesn't get that cold.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was brutal.
Jeez. And so what were you doing in South Africa before you came out here?
I was working on the mills, on the mining business.
Okay.
We replaced the mills that crushed all the, like, the rocks and all that we dig up from out of the mines.
Right.
Yeah, I was working in that. And before that, I was working for Nashua Ball as a field service technician.
So that brings me to the question then. It's quite a big culture shock to be out there, right?
Oh, definitely.
Did you make friends there?
It was hard at first to make friends, just because back in South Africa, like, just the culture and everything is so much different.
Yeah.
So the whole transition from South Africa to America, it was, like, at first it was hard for me, because I couldn't get used to just the way they live here, like, and just the whole lifestyle of America. But, yeah. I mean, like, with the carnival too, with the traveling through the carnival, I got, like, a little bit used to how it was over here.
Right.
But then after I got married, this is like the full lifestyle of the American culture. And I mean, like, just, it was, yeah, like I said, it was hard, just all the food wise and just like work wise and lifestyle, everything was, it was hard at first. But I mean, now I'm so used to it. It's just everyday life is just simple and easy for me now. So.
Yeah. How long did it take you to, like, kind of feel like Michigan was your home?
It took me about probably like about the first 6 months since I moved to Michigan full time, because just like with everything, is just to get used to the Michigan weather and the Michigan lifestyle, and like safety wise too, that was a big thing for me too, because back in South Africa, it was like lock everything up, and
yeah,
it's like there, everything is like palisades and electrical fence and all that. We don't lock our doors over here. We left the windows, everything open. I was like, what the heck? I mean, I'm not used to this.
Yeah.
It changed me a lot as a person, uh-huh, of just the way I see how the American culture works over here too.
Do you miss anything about South Africa besides the weather?
Yeah, my family, I would say, like, number one, my family, because all my family is back in South Africa still. And then just, like, the weekends of South Africa, too, is, like, how we watch rugby, how we have a lack of braai, and just, like, hanging out with friends, being on the river and all that stuff. And the food, definitely the food of South Africa, that I miss a lot.
Yeah. I know each state here has, like, different food. It's almost like being in a different country, you know, in some sense. I mean, California is very, very, like, Spanish. We got the tacos and the burritos and things like that. What's kind of Michigan's style of food?
Well, it's like some of the foods in Michigan. I mean, yeah, it's like all the National Coney Island. It's very cheap and very good food. It's like hot dogs and chili and all that kind of stuff. And also, yes, some Mexican restaurants here too, which is also a big favorite. We really love the Mexican food.
Okay.
And like Thai food and all that kind of stuff too. It's like, I mean, that is some of our very favorite food here in Michigan.
Yeah. And what sports in it? You mentioned rugby and then South Africa. So what have you kind of substituted over here?
Well, I mean, I try to watch American football, but, and like college football, but I'm not a big fan.
Yeah.
I mean, the number one is rugby. So whenever the rugby is on, like, I'm focused on the TV, and that's my sport. My wife also, she knows when I'm watching rugby, I'm like fully focused on rugby.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And tell me, hobbies and stuff. Did you have any hobbies back home that you still do here?
Well, not a lot anymore. Back in South Africa, I was just hanging out with friends. Like over weekends, we would go down to the river. I just like go on a boat and I just have fun and all that. But now over here, it just during the week, I work so many hours now. So when I come home, I just chill, spend time with my wife and my daughter. And then like on weekends, we try to go out and just have fun with my daughter too, just to make more new memories and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah. And I saw on Facebook, your daughter was entering beauty pageants.
Yeah, yeah. It's like she's a real little diva on her own.
That's quite a big American thing, eh? The beauty page.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah. And what grade is she in now?
She's in preschool. She's now 3.5.
Okay. And she's obviously never been back to South Africa.
No, she haven't been back anywhere. She was born in 2019, and I haven't been back home since I left South Africa in the beginning of February of 2018. So it's been over 5 years since I've been back there.
And any plans to go back?
I really want to go back. I want to take my family there, my wife and my kids. Mm. But it's just like the flight tickets and all that stuff too is like really expensive, especially now since my daughter is over 3 years old. So now I got to buy an individual ticket for her too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a little bit costly, but I really do maybe by December this year or like early next year, I'm planning to take them over there.
And what does your wife think of like the stories you tell of South Africa?
She really likes to listen to it though, but and she's just asking me how's the people and like just also the lifestyle over there.
Yeah.
But she's interested in it.
Okay. Yeah, because it's like I said, it's a big, big culture change.
Definitely, yeah.
You know, like a lot of Americans think we live in the bush and things like that.
Yep.
So yeah.
Yep.
I used to get a lot of free beer by saying I live in the bush in trees.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like a lot of the people, especially when we work for the carnival, because with the carnival too, it's like when we travel around, it's every week we're in a different town of the carnival. And then when we go to different states, like from Michigan to Indiana, then it's like we play some of the big fairs, like the state fairs, which is like 3.5, 4, almost 4 weeks long.
Right.
But then a lot of the people that comes to the fair also is like, oh, where are you from? It's like just with a different accent. And then when we tell them we're from South Africa, then obviously like then the next question is, oh wow, do you have wild animals as your pets? It's like, no.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. That's not how it works over there.
Yeah. I was actually quite shocked the first time I went to the Orange County Fair and there was a lot of South Africans there. Every time I heard the accent, I was like, wait a minute. And I'd talk off the cons, you know, to try and catch them out. And then I'd end up going home with a lot of teddy bears. Eh?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a good thing too. It's like with the same year too with the carnival now, when they come in town and I see a lot of them, it's like a lot of my friends are still working for the carnival, so they recognize me. But then like all the new people or when I see them, then I speak Afrikaans and they're like, oh, wow. They're just so shocked because they're not expecting it.
Yeah, for sure. So you have nothing to do with the carnivals anymore?
No, nothing anymore. Yeah, I started working for an automotive steel factory in 2019, in December of 2019, and I'm still working for them now.
Okay. And would you recommend the carnival route, you know, if people want to come over here and experience America?
Absolutely, yeah. Especially the age limit for the carnival, though, is between 18 and 29.
Okay.
But anything between that, like for people that just leave school, I would highly recommend it. Like if you want something exciting and something fun in America to do, come work for the carnival, apply for that. I mean, you'll have a lot of fun. And like if it wasn't for the carnival, I definitely would not have been here because the carnival opened up a lot of doors for me to America.
Sure. And if someone was interested in doing that, how would they get information about that?
If someone wanted to do that in South Africa, they just have to go to awaytoexplore.co.za. Then over there they can apply, and then if they get accepted, then they'll take them through the steps on how to come over with a carnival.
Okay. And then does it cost a lot of money to do that? Or do they cover everything?
Just like they cover the flight tickets. And you just have to pay like for your police clearance in South Africa, and then you have to pay for your visa, which is about back in 2014 when I applied for my first year, it was $190 for a visa.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's not that much. And then you just got to have a little bit of spending money for the first 2 weeks after you come over with a carnival, because after the first week you get your paycheck, but then there's still all those costs. You have to buy like your bedding and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Because you're traveling like bunk houses with a carnival.
Right.
So then you just have to buy your food and your bedding for the first 2 weeks until you get your full paycheck.
Okay. Wow, that sounds like quite a nice option, because I know people are trying to explore different ways to get here and, you know, to get different visas and things like that. And that's quite an interesting way. I think also to meet people, it's quite a nice avenue.
Absolutely, yeah. It's like, I mean, you meet so many new people, and just with a carnival too, it's a lot of fun. There's a carnival hours too, it's open up in the afternoon until 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
So the whole morning and the first part of the afternoon before you open, you have all that free time to go and explore in the town that you are. So, I mean, and you meet so many new people throughout the carnival. You make friends, and even with the Americans that work for the carnival too, you become such a great big family together, because you spend like 9-10 months together, traveling all over in whichever state you are.
Yeah.
So you become so tight together. And I mean, it's a great opportunity for people that want to explore that option.
Okay. And is that open to other countries as well?
Not that I know of.
Right.
I know like just South Africa. I mean, I know the A Way to Explore, they do recruit, I think, over 600 South Africans that to travel around America and Canada as well.
Okay.
Because the South Africans they send to Canada, that's quite a big unit. Right. So, I mean, they do, but like, I don't know, other countries, other than South Africa, I'm not 100% sure about that.
Wow, that's quite interesting. And tell me, do you stay in contact with a lot of people in South Africa?
I do, like, especially like a lot of my friends and my family still in South Africa. My family, I try to call them like at least once or two times a week, especially since my daughter haven't met them in person too. So then we Skype or video chat quite often in order for them to see her too. But like a lot of my friends as well, like I talk to them on a regular basis, yeah.
And have none of them come out to you, like to Michigan?
No, they have not. Also, like just because of the cost as well.
Right.
Like
yeah.
It's so expensive, just the flight tickets and stuff too. Like it costs more to book flights from South Africa to America than what it costs to book flights from here to South Africa.
Yeah. Also, it's such a long journey, huh? I think that's
it is, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what's kept me in America is that 30-hour flight. I'm like, no, thanks, I'm good.
Oh, yeah, I know. That was long for me. And before I came to America, I've never, ever been on an airplane before.
Wow.
So my very first flight was like a 16-and-a-half-hour flight from Johannesburg to Atlanta. So, I mean, I was terrified.
So it sounds like you don't regret anything, eh? Like you're happy with the decisions you made and kind of went forward with it, eh?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's like my whole future got so much better. I mean, yeah, I do miss South Africa. I miss the culture. I miss my family. But just when I look at things and just the way South Africa is now at the moment, just with everything going on there, it's like it was 100% the correct decision that I made to come over to America, because just future-wise as well, over here, I can just make a better future for my family as well, for my daughter.
Right.
So, I mean, it was 100% the best decision to make.
No, that's great. And as you know, we got the one final question, which I think I know the answer to this one. Is the grass greener on the other side?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Like 100% definitely, yeah.
No, that's great. Steve, that was a really interesting chat. A nice new perspective on how to come out. Yeah, that sounds quite interesting. And when I head out to the carnivals, I'll keep you in mind, you know. Thanks
awesome,
a lot.
Awesome, I appreciate it, man. Thank you for having me on your podcast, and I appreciate like all the hard work you're putting. I mean, it's awesome to listen to like all the different opportunities that the people took in order to come over here.
Sure. Thank you very much. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. You too. Take care.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of South Africans Abroad. If you have any comments or suggestions for future episodes, or even if you want to appear as a guest, we'd love to hear from you. Don't forget to tune in next time for more stories and insights from expat South Africans around the world. Until then, check your Tuesday.